Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Chapter 1 of Yuma, Mishnah Dalet. This is the Limud for the first day of Shavuot. We're obviously recording in advance so we can get a head start on our learning. Mishnah Dalet, Kol Shivat Yamim, all the 7 days. Remember, this is the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is living in the temple. Lo Haya Monim Mimenu Malchum Mishnah. We would not withhold from him any food and drink that he might like. Now, the Gemara explains, why would we think otherwise? Well, there's certain foods and drinks that can cause a man to have perhaps a Zav emission, or a Kari emission, in which case he might be impure. But in the week in advance, we have time for him to purify himself again before Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah goes on, Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, but towards afternoon of Yom Kippur, Lo Hayom Anivhato Lechol Harbe. We don't let him eat a lot. So it's Sudam Afsekis, you know, the afternoon of Yom Kippur, we don't want him to overeat. Because eating a lot makes people tired. As we're going to learn, the Kohen Gadol would stay awake. They would keep him awake all night. He would not sleep the night of Yom Kippur. This prevents having a keri, having a discharge, which make him tame. And it also perhaps helps him focus all of his energies on the task at hand. Mishnehei Misaruhu. They gave him over, Ziknei Beitin, Ziknei Gehuna, the two elders from the Sanhedrin, the Beitin, to the elders of the Kehuna, the sages of the Kohanim. Now we're dealing with Erev Yom Kippur, and in preparation for Yom Kippur, we're going to see what happens. These two elders from the Sanhedrin have been with him all week, teaching him and training him, and now they have two elders from the Kohanim come with him, Vehaluhu, and they bring him up, the Aliyat Beit Avtinas, to the attic of Beit Avtinas. This is actually a room in the attic of the temple courtyard, one of the offices there called Beit Avtinas, because Avtinas were the people who made the Ketoret. So this is Ketoret storage. Fishbiuhu, and they make him make a shvuah, even they make him swear, v'niftaru v'halhu lechem. And then they would take leave and depart right away. So we'll find out why. Va'amrulo. So they said to him, this is the shvuah, they're making him swear, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master of the Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Beitin. We are the representatives of the court. Ve'ata, and you, Shlucheinu, you are our representative in front of Hashem, Shliach Beitin, and are the representative of the court. Mashbin Anu Alecha. We are making you swear, B'misha Shikin Shmo B'bayit Azeh, in the name of the one who puts his Shechina and his holy name into this temple. Shalotishane, that you're not going to change davar, anything, mikol ma she'amarnu lach, from all that we have told you. So they want him to do it exactly as they taught him. Hu poreshu boche, and he separates from them and cries, hem porshim bochim, and they separate, go on their way, and they cry. Now, what's going on here, the Gemara explains, is there was a problem with the tzadukim, the famous evil Sadducees, and they had a misura that when the pasuk says be'anan yira'e, you will appear in a cloud. So what they said was, what the Kohen Gadol needs to do on Yom Kippur is light up the ketoret outside of the Kodesh Kedashim while he's about to go in, and wait for it to make a little cloud, and then go in. They light up first, and then go in. That's what the tzadukim said. Chazal said, no, you light the ketoret inside, as the other psukim say, and the ketoret is going to make a big cloud inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, the problem was, sometimes a saduki would bribe or connive or sneak his way into the office of the Kohen Gadol and try to change the avoda. Now, typically when this happened, Hashem would strike him dead right there in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That had actually happened more than once. Don't change the rules, guys. So the tzadukim were trying to connive their way into doing it their way on Yom Kippur, and so they had him make a shvuah. He was not going to do that. And why are they crying? Because somebody who's suspected of being a tzaduki, that's a terrible thing, he would cry. And the officers of the court, the officers of the kahuna, they would cry too, because they had to suspect someone who was kosher. He was probably a kosher. They're choshed b'kasherim. And choshed b'kasherim loke, the Gemara brings, we learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Am Yisrael is not going to believe me when he's talking to Hashem, when he's getting recruited for the mission to go back to Mitzrayim. And then immediately after, Hashem gives him tzarat as a sign. Hashem gives him tzarat because he was choshed b'kasherim. He suspected Am Yisrael wouldn't believe him. Lamaisa, when he got there, and they believed him. Now, it's amazing we're talking about the Tzedukim on the Limud for Shavuot, because the Tzedukim famously, they believed, or they allegedly believed in Torah Shebekatav, but not Torah Shebaal Peh. But it turns out, many Mefarshim explain, that was a stepping stone. The Tzedukim rejected everything. They rejected the concept of Schar V'Onish, of reward and punishment, and they wanted to get people to reject the Torah, all of the Torah. So as a stepping stone, they said, hey, listen, we're just going to forget about these rabbinical drushas and these takanas. We're just going to leave aside the derabbanans and just focus on the deraisa, because that's all that matters. Really, they wanted people to throw away the deraisa too, but they knew if they sounded too extreme, nobody would side with them. So today's limud, it's an amazing reminder that whatever Torah we're osik in on Shavuot, the Torah Shebekatav, Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah, the Medrash, the Gemara, all of it is one unit of Torah that is inseparable and inalienable, and our inalienable right as Jews to be osik in all of the Torah and not leave out any word of Torah, chas v'shalom. Hatzlacha rabba in your limud, chag sameach, Shabbat shalom.